Should we get Matt in on this conversation that we had the other day?
Oh, the numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, Matt, if you were a number, what number would you be?
We had a heated argument about what I would be.
No, it makes sense. We already came up with a number for you. What number everybody is.
I'm either a 7 or a 4.
What was Matt? No. Did we give him a 7?
Matt's 2.
Oh, two.
You got big time 2 energy.
You're a hard 2.
Okay, not on a sense of a scale, right? We're just talking
about the energy you give.
No, not your fucking like, big size, Matt. It's just like, it's just what you portray.
That 2 kind of fronts out, though. it goes back, and then it goes bam at the end.
So if I was a number, what number would that be?
An 8.
An 8?
You weren't 8. Reed was 8.
No. They both think that I'm a 3, like a hard 3.
No, I think you're a 4, actually.
I like 4 better.
Say your nose, like it goes...
That's a good way to look at it.
That's good. I was doing it by like shape and like, or like what people just, the first number that pops in my head when I think, or when I see a person.
5.
You think I can 5?
You think he's a 5?
Dude, fuck you.
What's
really?
Wrong? It's not the shape. I think it's like it's the middle. It's like steady. It's true. And like Heath, how many letters are in Heath?
5.
Like, yeah, I think I was a 5. Mariah's a heavy 5.
Yes. Okay. I see like for a 9. Reason. Cause like the 9 kind of like
back,
kind of like a lean back kind. Like.
I want to be a 9.
Everybody
when
wants
they came
to be a
with
9.
A number. Yeah. Oh.
So 9 just definitely like a prime number, right?
Not an even. Wait. Why?
No, you're an odd number.
You're an odd number.
Why?
He's an even number.
Yeah.
Matt's very even.
Like think 2, 4,
yeah.
6.
Yeah.
You're 1, 3,
yeah.
5.
That's damn, bullshit.
Hey. I'm definitely 1, 3, 5.
It's what makes you unique though.
So they said I was 3, so I got my jersey.
33.
Oh, 33. So y'all had this conversation when you were at the Kings game and you had to figure out what number you wanted.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're like, what number are we? And then after we picked the first number, we're like, okay, what's our second number?
And we
agreed that 33 looked better than like 30.
It's like that conversation where what color is the subject?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
we're not rating people. We're
So you did double digits on all of your jerseys?
I just did 4.
Just number 4.
Yeah. You know what Natalie is?
Wait, let me see. Are we?
Is it a double digit number for Natalie?
No. It's a single digit.
0.
A 6.
I can see that.
Oh, she's a 6.
She's a 6.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. Sure.
Just feel it.
6.
It's just something she gives off.
Yes. 6.
Todd's an 8.
Todd's an 8.
Oh, Todd's a good 8. Yeah. 8 is that same vibe. We thought Reed was 8.
David?
1.
You think?
1.
Yeah.
I feel like that's inevitable. That's like an easy
You know why? Because he wants to be 1. That's why. So he's 1.
Right.
He's the most competitive one like in the group, like everything.
First.
He always like kind of
comes
first.
He's either 1 or 10.
But yeah, it was just a very heated conversation we had and we just thought we wanted to get your input on it.
I like that. That is a fun topic. Was the game fun?
It was so
it
much
was,
fun.
It was fun.
It looked like y'all were like right up next to the penalty box.
We got crazy. Really taken care of. It was awesome.
It was a good time.
Really appreciate it.
Who do they play?
They Rangers. Played the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, guys, Rangers. I am not like a crazy Kings fan. I just
he
got
is
this,
now.
We got this jersey, so I'm wearing it proudly on this podcast because I want to show you guys that.
Go Kings, go. Oh, baby.
I'm exactly. a Rangers fan, so that sucks.
Are you really?
I'm a Stars
fan. It's
in
my blood.
You watch hockey?
The first hockey game I ever went to was the Dallas Stars versus the Kings. And I remember my parents were like, we're the Kings going to see the Kings. Like, it was just, I just remember it. But we couldn't root for the Kings. But
are you okay that I'm wearing this right now?
I'm totally cool. It's our local team.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
If you were wearing like, I don't know.
I wouldn't wear any other jersey because it doesn't make sense.
I don't watch sports.
I don't care enough.
That's really so. Two of you to say, Matt.
What was Fort Lauderdale's team? Did y'all have a team?
For hockey?
Dude,
I
Panthers.
Think we're the Icebreakers.
Oh, the Panthers.
The Florida Icebreakers. Very good. Very good. Yeah,
what
Panthers.
Number do you think I am?
Okay, well, let's get into the intro.
Yeah, let's do it, baby.
We got a lot to talk about again. It's Coffee Time, baby! Yeah! Mm. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're unfiltered. I saw a comment in the comment section.
It needs
like,
to be said there at the end. Like there needs to be something to close it out.
No, it's like, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, blah, 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 blah. And we're
unfiltered. Let's harmonize though.
Okay.
And we're unfiltered.
What are we auditioning for the X Factor? Like,
yeah. But we have to do this because people make fun of how we're so filtered. So
unfiltered.
Y'all wearing some coats today.
Yes, we are.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's pumped about this. She's been waiting to say this one.
I've been waiting for this one.
So what about the coats?
I'm glad you brought up our coats, Matt.
So what about the coats?
I bought this coat recently, okay, for $30 at Wasteland. Mm-hmm. Do you know where that is?
Yes.
It's like a thrift shop.
It's like a Buffalo Exchange, yeah. But like yes. Pricey though. It's like, there's like Gucci there.
Yeah, it's like a higher end, like secondhand store.
Yeah.
So I got this for a whopping $30 and I was showing Heath it and I found this in the pocket. And it's a Bloomingdale's gift card.
And a dollar just crumpled up in the pocket.
And it's just a dollar.
Is it active?
I'm gonna go to Wasteland and just check all the pockets. Yeah. I ain't gonna buy shit because they're not checking.
So we called the number on the back and there's $55 on
this.
How crazy. Dude, I freaked out.
So I made like $20 on this jacket.
I thought you were about to say, so I made 50 of these. Like, what?
$55 to Bloomingdale's. No.
Bloomingdale's.
Wait, they don't check pockets before they hang shit up back?
I think they do, but I'm like, was it washed?
I guess not.
I don't know. They must have been in a rush.
They have to be careful because there could be needles in there sometimes.
When Zane bought his old house, I went through like some of the drawers because they didn't really fully empty out that house.
Oh, yeah.
And the woman in it, I'm pretty sure, didn't die in the house, but she did pass away. Yeah. And I found like her old passport, her old driver's license, and Radio Shack gift cards, multiple.
Damn, it's a shame they closed.
Yeah. But the Radio Shack still did online sales, but the gift card was from 2001. And apparently, after a gift card hasn't been used for that long, they'll deduct $5 from it every year. And there was still, there was still like $50 on each gift card, which meant there had to have been hundreds on it at one point.
Wow.
That's insane. Didn't somebody else leave like an award for something?
I think she was a therapist.
Yeah.
And she had her like psychology license. Like, because that back room, in your house, that's where she would run her sessions in, and she never, whenever the person who was emptying out the house never bothered going in that room and shutting the door and looking at the back of the door. She had all her plaques.
I think because she was a therapist, she was probably nice enough to leave all those gift cards in there. She'd be like, "Oh, somebody's gonna need these," and she just kept it in there.
Mm-hmm. I would find out where she's buried, and I'd bring flowers and her awards.
Yeah, the Radio Shack gift card.
Didn't you try to look for her?
I did. I think I Googled her. I think she passed away. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you think that's the therapist passed away?
Yeah, she is no longer in LA. I can't remember, Zane. That's a good question.
Okay,
I just remember looking like under the stove, and there was like 300 long candles.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what the hell
in my bathroom, because remember the crazy candle like structure that was in my bathroom? Like nothing was in there but that candle structure. And it looked really like haunted mansion-y.
Weird.
It was
interesting.
It was very, by the way, I heard so much shit in that fucking house. It was definitely haunted. And I think we were too scared to check up on that attic, right? None of us ever checked up there.
No.
I didn't want to see like a fucking person living up there or something. So whoever was up there, I was going to let them stay up there because I just
Because they weren't bothering you.
Exactly. They weren't bothering me, but they were haunting me.
That's all right.
For sure. Oh, speaking of houses, guess what happened today?
What? Did it go?
I sold my house today!
Yes! Done deal. That's it. Done deal.
Today is closed. Officially.
Beautiful.
Wow,
I did not think I was going to get rid of the house.
What a burden.
Yeah, it was. It took like, what, 4 months? 4 months to... Yeah.
It was a little while.
September, it was on the market for 4 months?
I think so. As long as we were in our new place for.
Damn. Yeah.
Were there... It was just one offer. Do you know much about the people who are moving into
it? Nope, and I don't care either.
Tell them, bring me my money.
I think, I don't know if this is the same guy or not, but I think this guy just had like a shit ton of money and I think he was like paying all cash or something.
Do you think he's even going to live in it? I swear people in LA are just, they buy houses, they don't even move in it. Yeah. They just want to like have their flag in the ground.
And people down the street. Time. Yeah.
Moved in, never seen him.
Yeah. Because I think they buy these houses, they rent them out and just use like until they make their money back. And then they just have those houses for life and they're just making money. That's how you're supposed to do it, right? If you have business in real estate, that's what you do. Just buy a ton of houses.
A lot of people, just buy houses and rent them.
It's also interesting, like in areas where, you know, or just a house where it's super competitive and people have to go into a bidding war. But sometimes it gets into a place where they have to like write you, the owner, a letter about themselves and how much they want the house.
Yeah. They want to buy it?
Like as a way to like a pick me type thing.
Really? Well, if there's not much options then. So because like, I didn't have a ton of, like I didn't have anybody.
No, but a lot of people are in a bidding war right now. So.
Oh, got it. So for instance, if you had like a house and you were very satisfied and well off with your money, but this was your family home. You raised your kids in this house. You want to give it to like another family that's going to grow into that home. Not like just a bunch of young dudes who are just like going to trash it and not care about it. But my friend and his wife had to like type a letter out and they were like,
wow,
the pressure of that.
Yeah. And they didn't get it.
Like what was wrong? Like what were they?
I feel like it's going to happen less and less throughout time. I feel like it was a big thing to like whoever you're giving your house to that you've made so many memories in is so straight. Like you want a specific person. I think that's going to like go away at some point. Or maybe that's just out here. Being out here, it's just such a business.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're like picking between like three people that all have the same price.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
I'd pick somebody that I connected with and knew would pass along the tradition.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to stop by the house maybe in a few months just to see how they set it up because I could fucking decorate that house for shit.
Oh my God. It's really sad when you go to somewhere you used to live and it looks way better than when you live there.
And it makes you want it again.
Mm-hmm. We went by my old house in North Hollywood and it was set up so cute. The way they had like these string lights and the chairs out front. And I was just like,
these people have an eye out for it.
Made me feel like shit.
I always think about that with my parents' house. Cause my parents like revamped that house and made it like awesome. I've wanted to invite those people over so bad just to be like,
look what we did.
You know, they clearly did well. They just had a very different taste. It was very dated. Like they were balling in the 90s, you know? Yeah.
How much longer do you guys plan on staying here?
I don't know. I've been looking, but we just can't find anything. We tried to buy one and it just got into a bidding war. And we're like,
whatever's after this is going to be bought. We're not going to rent anymore. Is like the renting spot until we buy something.
Do you plan on like your next house when you buy it? Is that your like forever home? Like you plan on staying there as long or no? It's just like a kind of like what I did.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, however much longer we're here.
Yeah. Right? And you're trying to find something more like out, like on
if there's
the,
no, something
we
want like,
to stay in this neighborhood really bad, but
it's
just expensive.
Yeah. And I think it's a safe neighborhood too. I would trust being here than anywhere else right now.
But we'll see if something comes up.
I feel like I had an update on what happened at the house, but I don't
any more intruders?
No. I'm fucking cameras all over the place. We got fucking the guards in the front. I'm good, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not scared anymore. But I still want to. I want to get my gun license. That's bad. I shouldn't even be saying that, but like, I feel like I need to protect myself now. I feel so fucking unsafe in my house.
How about a little cute little pistol? You know?
I wanted to.
I'd say a mat. This.
I used to use this baby when I was a prostitute.
last night, Todd.
I'm going to have a fake gun that just goes, boop, gotcha.
Bang.
Huge loud bang with a flag that comes out that says, gotcha.
Yeah. Last night, Todd told me he woke up and freaked out. He grabbed his like tripod and he thought it was somebody who was in the house.
And he thought, because it was me. And I was just coughing.
No, I know. But like, it just sucks that we're just on edge every night. Yeah. It really sucks.
You're like, who, mm-hmm. like state your name when you walk into a room.
Exactly.
I am Matt. I am here.
I do, Matt. I do want to have a drill in case, like, I want to have a drill, like, set it up in the middle of the night. One of you just run into my room and be like, "Saying someone's in the house." I want everybody to run in. We'll set up a camera and just all run into my room and see how fast we can be in a spot and protect ourselves for.
Where would you
just as like a mind, just as a drill in case somebody breaks into our house and some shit happens?
Yeah, you need to have a game plan,
like for sure, just like a practice. But I also want to film it and then
like a fire alarm.
Yeah,
I know my plan.
What's your plan?
Why wouldn't you
tell
them?
My plan on air?
What, do you jump out of the window? Like, what's your plan?
I know my plan.
If I have something to protect us, your plan is to do something else?
The point is, I'm not leaving my room at all. If there's an intruder in the house, I'm not leaving my room. I'm not getting out and meeting up with y'all going, all right, let's rendezvous down here. No, I'm.
He's
very every man for himself.
No. Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're all in our different rooms. Why would I need to leave my room?
Because the intruder's in your room. Now what?
Where do you go?
I'm already in my closet.
But Matt, you're right down the hall from me. You're like literally 10 feet from my bedroom door. So you would just...
You wouldn't go out to make sure everybody else is okay.
These boys have guns, okay? I don't care.
They're the ones doing a big time too. Oh, by the way, update on... I was reading all the comments from last episode. By the way, great episode last podcast.
It was fun. I haven't read any of them.
Yeah, I rewatched it. There's sometimes I like sit there. I'm like, I'm going to rewatch it. And I rewatched it. And I felt like...
Pretty hot.
We haven't had like an... like a fun episode like that in a little bit. So
it's because
like,
we all went and did something and yeah. come back with stories.
Exactly. It's because bad shit happened to us. That's yeah. it. That's when we're in our prime. As soon it as really something is. Goes wrong.
So we just, do we just need to have bad shit happen to us?
That's
all the
what
time?
I'm thinking.
All right. But there was a few comments that I saw and I actually want to read them because it was so specific. People were trying to help out and give you advice on what.
Yes, I read a lot of them too. So thank you.
And this one makes so these comments made so much sense. And it's funny that you said that. And I was just like, huh, that's strange. I've never seen that before. And then everybody in the comments were saying a lot of the alcohol out there is tainted.
Yes, I read that too.
And there's a lot of people out there that get these crazy fucking headaches after they drink alcohol. That's not
closed in bottles. Alcohol.
Right. They like they tamper with it. But he was getting the headaches before we even got to Mexico.
I got it on my flight going into there. It started.
Damn it!
I know, but I read that too and I was like, that's good to know
but
anyway.
But it could have been that added right? on to other stuff. You know what I mean? It could have been a big collaboration.
How, were you drinking any head. Of that? The
I ordered a couple drinks. But that was from a bar.
You have to order, at the end of the day, you have to order drinks from a bar. You can't just ask for a bottle when you're out at like a bar or a restaurant.
Like when we were at dinner, he had espresso martinis.
Yeah, so you can't really avoid it unless you're like, you have a fucking flask on you the yeah. whole time, which is like weird.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's a little. Yeah.
If you have a flask.
That was a thing back then. Everybody just had flasks on them. Is it because it was too expensive to buy
people
alcohol?
People still have flasks on them. Or like,
no,
in college,
not as much as.
In college, we had flasks, like you would. Before going into like a football game, you put your flask in like your cowboy boot and you walk into the stadium.
Oh, that makes sense. At games, I guess. Because that shit is so expensive. We were fucking at the... We went to a few events this week. We went to a hockey game. We went to a supercross event. It was like motocross mm-hmm. event. Man, those drinks are fucking insane.
I really don't understand how it's legal to sell it for that much more.
How much?
It was one drink was $17.
For like how many ounces?
For a normal just... One shot with soda water and lime.
And if you want a double, normally they charge you just a little bit more for a double, but for a double, it was double.
What stadium
exactly
was it?
Exactly double that price.
It was Angels and SoFi. Then... No, sorry. Staple, well, crypto.com arena.
I can't believe they called it that. Crypto.com arena.
Because that's the brand that bought it.
No, I understand
they
that.
They should but call it the crypto center.
Yeah, crypto arena or something, not crypto.com.
Because they want people to go to the website.
I know. I was telling Heathen, like, that's just so weird. I think it was like a power move too. Just mm-hmm. like, oh, we can call our arena crypto.com if we want to. And that's
Is the .com as big as the letters on the stadium?
No, on maps. I haven't seen
the
stadium yet.
Can you pull
up
what the stadium looks like, Devin? I'm curious, because I hopefully that if design-wise, they should make .com small.
Yeah.
Crypto center. It shouldn't look like...
But the thing is that .com is so... There's still so many letters in .com where it would look weird. We're going to have a stadium of ours one day. Cromoda Center.
Oh. Nope. Full.
Oh, wow.
Full size.
That's on the top. But I think outside, they haven't changed. On the side, they haven't changed it.
Huh.
These people, these engineers that design these fucking stadiums are fucking... It's insane.
Oh. Geniuses. It's
insane. Oh, that looks awful. That looks really bad. Crypto arena. That looks like a gaming like arena. Like you're about
like
to
like a LAN party.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're watching games.
Like a place
there,
you're gonna
so
go play laser tag at. Like it's like
fun.
Like what is? I hate that commercial with Matt Damon.
Which one?
The one for about crypto.com where he's like walking through all the little like these CGI moments of time, and at the end he goes, and remember what they say. Fortune favors the brave. And he looks over and it's like Mars and says crypto.com.
No. Oh, wow. No.
It's been the biggest, like cringiest commercial where for like crypto shit.
Commercials these days have just been cringy all around. Have you seen like any of these commercials
recently? You haven't seen this commercial?
It's so bad.
We don't need to like pull it up. It's not.
Yeah, commercials these days are just been fucking cringe lately.
How much do you think Flo is worth?
I actually just saw something about this.
She doesn't age, does she?
She's looked the same forever.
Great. If I were to guess, 30 million.
30 million.
Yeah, because I think
I saw it was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's 5. It's 6 million. According to Google, sometimes those net worths aren't really
my thing accurate. Is that I don't see her in anything else. She's not doing any other commercials, no movies, no shows, and she's an actress.
Auditioning for Progressive, and then that's just your life.
Ooh, like, yeah, that would be amazing.
Did she do anything else?
Well, she was in Mad. So. She was in like small roles in Mad Men, like one of the secretaries in like a season 1, season 2
before Progressive.
Before Progressive, wow. But I mean, I think she auditioned, but like honestly, imagine that you don't. There's probably an exclusivity where she can't go and audition and be in any other stuff.
Yeah.
I know the AT&T girl, she can, but you're getting paid $1 million a year for how long ever that goes, you easy time, you get to bust out multiple commercials. I kind of think that
she needs to pay, be paid more than $1 million a year. Because she's such a, like, I feel like, especially middle America, people love Flo. I feel like people, like, when they go to Progressive, they just think that, oh, I want to go to Progressive because of Flo.
Well, then she should say, I'm leaving. Pay either this or pay me more.
Yeah. I think she could get paid more. At least like 3-4 mil.
Yeah, she was in Mad Men. Yeah.
Oh wow, I wouldn't have even recognized her.
I don't know. That's just me. I think she's worth more than that.
Like people go to Progressive because of her.
Yeah.
I have Progressive because of Flo.
You know who else? The two guys from the Sonic commercials. I hope they get a raise too.
Are they still in the commercials?
They come back.
I don't have TV anymore, so I don't really like see anything.
I feel like they come back every now and then. Like they're not like as big as they used to be, but they come back.
Are they in anything else or they're just like the Sonic?
They're comedians and I think comedic writers. I don't think they're massively huge, but they're funny guys.
Oh, got it. Okay.
That could be what we do after all of this. Just work for a fast food
Sonic
joint, just two of us in a car ordering.
Exactly. And
drive through.
And you know what? I think that's easier because it's not as many lines. And I could, like, outside of filming, I could just take classes every fucking day. Yeah. And I'm only going to get better. I can't get worse. So I could just do that. And then Zane and Heath can be the face of Yummy Donuts.
Yum, yum donuts.
Yummy donuts. That'd be so cool to see you guys doing Sonic.
Yeah.
As we have a brand.
How much is the Pine Sol lady worth?
Oh, it's the power of Pine Sol, baby.
Or the Geico, the cavemen.
Those were a hit back in the day.
What commercial? What brand was
the
that?
The caveman, Geico.
Geico.
So easy,
and then
caveman
went to the lizard.
Diane Amos worth Pine Sol lady, $2 million.
Wow.
More than any of us.
Do you think there's like a big group chat of all like the big like commercial personalities?
Oh, that's
they
fun.
All meet up like.
I imagine like a whole video where they're all sitting in the same like table and they're just talking.
They
I would love
have
to
a
watch
podcast.
That. Good idea. Oh my God. And we should get Flo here. Do you think she would do
let's
it?
Let's get one of them. Yes.
Just do one you of, think? I bet we could get Flo.
I feel like it's not.
Nobody would ever think of getting
that
her.
That would be sick.
I know. Guys, don't say anything, please.
Bring her out.
I think it's possible. Possible to get her
I
to
think
here.
So too.
But oh, and she has like, to have such a strict contract though. She can't like talk about the commercials and stuff. Or is she gonna come on as Flo?
No, no. I think I would honestly just want to know more about her life. Like I don't
we
even
only know her as Flo.
Exactly.
I bet you she legally can't.
Legally can't. Oh, because it ruins like the image of her.
Flo. There has to be something where they won't. You can't go on and talk about like what it's like to be Flo.
Okay, so fuck, $1 million a year is not enough. What the fuck,
dude? It's a. I would gladly take that.
Any of us would. But I'm saying her worth. She should be paid more.
I know. Sure. Who knows? It will end, and I bet she'll be a great actress and get on. Is she? Has she been on a damn podcast?
Oh, uh-oh. Has she?
Oh, ooh. She hasn't. They're just talking about. Yeah. Just some dudes talking
guys,
about
look,
Flo for over.
I think
that us right now.
Look,
I think it's possible.
I think we could swing it.
My car insurance got cheaper. It's crazy.
His went up
Don't even start with me.
You know
right
how much
now.
Mine went down? $150 it went down. And I didn't do anything. I just was like.
Well, you're probably a safe driver. I think they knock it down when you're a safe driver?
I guess.
When
I
you don't have any accidents?
Or you don't have tickets too, right?
How old are you?
29.
I know they drop it quite a bit as soon as you turn 30. Maybe I should check mine. Maybe they're dropping mine.
They need to drop yours by.
But if they don't drop it, I'm going to drop them, bitch.
When's the last time you got a ticket, Mariah? Have you ever even gotten a ticket?
Yeah, I got a ticket for running a red light.
You look like the type. That's definitely a five thing to do.
I feel like we talked about this when
this
I first.
This is you like
the
looking.
The picture of yeah, me. Yeah.
Is oh, that yeah. a ticket or is that like
it was a $450 ticket.
Damn.
Yeah.
Those
the red
light
cameras.
Fucking expensive. Yeah, don't they go up to like 800?
It was one of those intersections where it had four lanes verging this way. Merging. Four lanes going this way, four lanes going this way, and four going straight.
Oh, those are confusing.
So, and the lights, they don't angle them correctly. You know how there's lights facing so many directions? Yeah. This was my first time in that intersection. And as I'm going, I just passed the line, but the intersection's so big, it was yellow. So by the time I made it through the intersection, it was red and they snapped the picture.
You're talking about the intersection
it's all the way in Montebello.
Oh, got
it's
it.
It's far away.
That one over there is so crazy dangerous. They need to set those lights up better.
That's that's the same vibe.
I had a friend that was like, it was at night and we didn't know where to go because nobody was on the road and it was dark.
Which intersection?
Lancashire, right there.
By
all
the
way.
Oh,
yeah.
So
we were
bad.
Turning and we ended up on incoming traffic and we didn't even know it until we were like fucking half a mile in and then we see a car come. We're like, oh my God, you're in the fucking wrong lane.
Yeah.
I think it's like five or six different streets all coming together at that one light.
It's confusing as fuck.
And yeah, the lights are angled so wrong. It'll be green.
Yeah.
It'll be green facing like one direction, but it kind of looks like it's facing you. Yeah. And then you're like, do I go?
Am I the drama?
Mess that up. Am I the drama?
You know what I don't like with insurance though? The camera that always tracks you. It like records your speed, everything to prove that you're a safe driver.
Hold on. Wait, what?
It's called like something snapshot. And it's something that sits in your car that will, you can get there. They say, oh, your insurance will go down by proving you're a safe driver. And it tracks your speed. And it tracks like, I forget who had it, but one of my friends had it. And I was driving their car and we like hit the brakes kind of quick. And it made it go up because it seems like you're not paying attention and you slam the brakes.
It was a turtle.
It's so weird, but I would never do that.
I'm surprised that...
Wait, it's progressives.
Oh, shit. Whoa. Oopsie.
Oh, no. Is it
Keep
really?
It in.
You don't have to don't get the snapshot.
I don't use that. If that's a way to like make sure it gets lower, I don't want to use it. I'm just happy with
I guess price. That makes sense. It's bad to put on every car for everybody, but if you like want lower insurance, you have to prove it by like...
Yeah.
How are your dirt bikes doing?
Good. They're collecting dust.
I'm thinking about buying a dirt bike.
You want to buy mine?
For the like, I have to take it to Michigan. I want one at the lake house.
No, we just haven't had the time to go ride.
Yeah.
It's been.
Well, you should have taken it to the Supercross event we went to.
Hop in, just find a number, slap it on the front.
Yeah.
Was the Supercross event a race?
Yeah.
Or was it?
Yeah, it was a race, but
nitro
like.
Nitro circus.
I was really confused when I was first watching it because there was just everywhere and you just didn't know what the fuck's going on. And after watching it for like 30 minutes, you're like, I got it. I know exactly what's happening.
It's so funny.
You just got to follow a few people.
It was really fun to watch how excited Zane got because it's something I thought he would never like in a million years.
It was exciting. It was fun.
Seeing him get excited about a dirt bike race he has no idea about and like watching his face as they're going around and he's asking questions. It was
cool. I'm 100% going to get my kids into motocross. 100%.
Do not get Why? Your kids
Break
into the
every bone.
Those kids, because they had the actual games going on, and then they had the kids version. So the kids were out on the squeaks, and it was so fun to watch. Those kids were having
they're badass.
Oh my god,
yeah. I love seeing kids like snowboard. And
exactly.
My former roommate was a professional dirt biker.
I felt so bad. We were watching the kids race, and this one kid was in the lead the entire time by a lot.
Oh my
and
god!
And he's going and literally crossing the finish line, goes up, and the bike gets stuck right at the top, and it falls, and he falls back, and then he stands up and he's confused. He doesn't know what to do, so he like tries to pick it up, and then he just like walked across the line. But other kids were going
sucks
through
to
it, and
suck.
I was like,
I think they gave it to her, or is it really strict? I still didn't know if it was like an actual tournament those kids were doing, or was it just for fun? Like,
yeah, I think it was a little.
No, it was for $100,000 on the line.
Did anyone go see monster trucks when they were little?
No.
Oh my.
Well, no. I
Grave
went to
Digger was my favorite. Yes.
Who? What? Name one other monster truck.
Boneyard.
I just know Grave Digger was my favorite.
There was Bone Crusher.
That's the only one I remember too. But I guess I was just saying that like
Grave Digger is definitely the most famous.
How do you make money off this shit if there's no advertisements on the damn thing? Like merch? Or are they competing for a top prize?
I think it's crazy that nobody knows who's driving those.
I bet it's a different guy every time. See, look, a girl drives it, a guy drives it. It's a team of people.
Then why the fuck would Reed tell me that they keep it a secret? Like, there's no...
They have to. You have to know who the drivers are.
I'm mind blown there's multiple drivers for one...
It's a brand because they got it.
So Grave Digger is a brand. Yeah.
Man. Look up Brodozer.
We were supposed to go for your birthday, remember?
Yeah.
And then COVID hit.
They're actually going to be coming
January 20th
and doing Angels
at the Angel Stadium.
Wait, it's going to be a monster jam.
Oh, cool.
We want to get a box and then and bring everybody.
I got Heath tickets for his birthday 2 years ago and it was in Vegas. So we were going to do like a fun Vegas trip out of it. And they freaking canceled it. I didn't know they were coming back though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have quite a few cool. there too at Angel Stadium.
yeah.
So we're going to go.
So this guy,
if we get a box, that would be so badass. Yeah.
He's the driver for Brodozer.
Oh, he looks like Brodozer.
Let me have a word with him.
Oh, it looks like Caterpillar, the logo kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Sick.
Have you ever seen like people doing double backflips and like going up on the front wheels?
It's on a monster truck, they do double backflips. Watch up a double backflip.
They go like this and then they keep spinning it.
How do they do that?
I believe a backflip. I want to see a double backflip. That ain't.
Look up, do Brodozer double backflip. And also, it's so cool. I don't know how it works inside, but you can watch them go up on the front wheels and they can literally balance. I don't know if they're going like reverse, forward, reverse, and trying to. I don't understand how they do it, but it's crazy.
It's crazy how light they make it seem.
Yeah.
Like, that looks heavier. Like, when I watch it, it looks heavier than a fucking Toyota Camry. Or it looks lighter than a Toyota Camry. Like, just on the road.
I don't understand it.
And once you're flipped, you're done, right? Or they just have a machine that, like, pushes it back up and you
keep going. I don't know.
I want cams inside these damn monster trucks.
Did you know? So, they're stuck in it and they can't move their head at all. It's their neck brace goes like completely around them and they're just like this and they can only look around.
Oh.
It looks terrifying. I'm getting jazzed up right now just watching this.
What kind of audiences go to this stuff?
Like, oh, were they Monster taking Energy.
Oh my God, the Monster Energy. Matt, we were walking out. They had a truck up for merchandise for Supercross race. It said a fickle merchandise on the actual truck that sells the merch.
Oh, fickle. They forgot the I.
Oh, no.
But it was so like professionally done everything else except for the
I don't think anybody even noticed it.
Yeah.
And I posted on my story and nobody even caught that it said that. And I even read it as official merchandise.
Oh, and where we were sitting, there was a huge fight that started behind us and everybody was getting up and I kind of missed it. But
a
I
fight just, at just, a monster just,
no,
truck.
Just, right? No, this is Supercross. A big fight, and then everybody went off, but everybody was still filming, so I was like, oh, that must have been a pretty crazy fight. And then the next day, I'm on my Twitter, and TMZ pops up, a big fight happens at a Supercross event because lady shows her tits. So this lady showed her tits. It must have been like somebody's girlfriend, or...
It didn't say like what happened, it just said because of that.
Yeah, it was... Here, I screenshot. I wanna open it. I just wanna read what it said. It said,
Supercross fans fight in stands after women flashes crowd.
So I'm guessing people were pissed that she did that. I don't know.
Did you show your tits?
It's
that woman with like the massive boobs on TikTok.
Oh my, have you seen that lady on TikTok?
Yes. The poor thing.
It's crazy.
Okay, so
how does she move?
Several super fans got into a wild skirmish on Saturday night, and it all appeared to be started because a woman showed her boobs to the crowd. The crazy scene went down at the Anaheim Supercross Stadium. The woman flashed her bare chest while holding a beverage with her teeth.
Oh, because there were children
Another
there
woman
around her.
Seemed to be pissed over this.
In the video of the altercation, you can hear a woman say repeatedly, "There's children." The response from the people in the section, though, was not exactly great. They told her to sit back down, and eventually they threw drinks at her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That's when the woman snapped and tried to fight people.
I mean, that's true. There's kids there. You don't want to be fucking flopping doing? Your...
That's indecent exposure, and she should be going to jail.
Yeah.
If I stood up and flashed the crowd...
Heath, we do not.
But what more of a way to call attention to that? Like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, wait, so she flashed her tit? Like, now I'm way more hyper-focused on it. That, like, people are arguing about it.
It's
but
that funny
was
a that, like...
Ooh, okay, she was flashing it to the crowd.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, is that...
Oh, that's some...
Oh, this woman is...
Oh, there's a kid right... Look.
Oh, wow.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
I would find her, too.
She's like, come on.
The fact that she went to the bottom of the bleachers and flashed a crowd, that means she wanted something to happen. Yeah. She was asking for
it. But it wasn't even during the race. It's not even like the riders were going to notice her. She did it when the...
Yeah, so nobody was even out there.
When they came out to fix the dirt.
I thought she was doing that to get get one of the bikers' attention. That one, I get it, but it's not appropriate, but I get it. Like, you know, she's doing her thing. People do it at shows all the time.
Hey,
the
girl Trevor. That did it,
now they're throwing drinks at the mom who was angry, not the girl who flashed her tits.
Yeah. Oh,
these got some good angles.
I'm with the mom.
I'm with the mom, too.
Yeah, I'm with her, too.
Granted, she could have handled it a little bit better.
She was angry. She was emotional.
Violence?
I'd be pretty upset if my kid was there. Like, if I had a little kid and...
Vibration.
The vibrations of the cars.
Did you ever see like any woman like flash her tits in public when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
I'm
guessing you did, Matt.
Honestly, I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure
I went to
pretty sure I went to like a swimming hole when I was a kid, like down in Austin, Texas, with like my dad and my brother, and there was a topless lady walking around. I was like, whoa. But I think that was like a little bit allowed.
I think I saw it more on like my computer than
Hot boobs.
Still, yeah, you wouldn't, does.
You wouldn't type in hot boobs when you're fucking 8 years old.
Devin, type in hot boobs.
Mariah. Let's see what Zane was looking at.
Don't do it.
Hot boobs. Kids Googling the biggest boobies in the world.
Wait, hot boobs. Who the fuck is typing that? I told you about the time, I think I talked about it already, but when, in middle school, in Miss Duarte's class, No. We had to go to our Hotmail all the time for like
school. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I typed in Hotmail, HOTMIL.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I typed in hot MALE.
No, Hotmail.com. And then it was a whole porn site. But like it was on the school computer and I freaked the fuck out because that's such a huge thing. Like opening up forums like on a school computer.
They block it.
But that one wasn't blocked.
It passed through the cracks.
It passed, yeah.
We got through the firewall.
Did you guys see the girl that had to go to the hospital because she was selling her farts in a jar?
Yes.
And she overdid it because diet completely changed because she was trying to have like the heftiest, like nastiest farts you could possibly do. So she would she was putting them in the jar. She would close them up and sell it for like $1,000 a pop. And she made like $200,000. It was pretty fucking insane. Shut up. The internet. Yeah.
People were little toot gal.
People are buying farts.
That's her?
And now she's selling NFTs, little toot jars. Like, oh, look at the little toots.
Wait, you can sell a toot jar?
No, now she's...
Oh, God!
She had to go to the hospital. She had to go to the hospital because her diet was getting so bad because she was eating all these beans and rice all the time.
She
had heart attack symptoms.
She made $200,000. No, it's
crazy that people are spending that to buy a fart jar.
It's crazy, yeah.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, it's stupid for these guys to be buying it.
People will buy it.
It's crazy.
So who do you think are buying it, like these rich guys that have a lot of money to spend like that, and they're like have a fart
I tell you, it's not fetish. Gonna be some broke dude spending a grand on a fucking fart jar.
Who fucking knows?
No, they're not broke.
No, that's what I'm saying.
There are a lot of wealthy, lonely people out in this world
who lack
so much sense of intimacy and are very unhappy with their lives. And a lot of them, I bet, are probably married too.
In that case, I did buy one of the jars and I brought it not? With me to the
you
no,
did.
No.
That'd be really funny.
Oh my God. Wow.
A little toot jar.
Yeah, gas prices are getting up there.
Did Jason really fucking...
Bubba! So, that was so good. That was funny.
Wait, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
I said gas prices really are getting up there.
Jason did funny. Fart in a jar and had David and Taylor and Natalie smell it. And it worked.
He
farted it, but he wanted to see if it worked because like me and Jason were actually talking about it and he didn't think it would work. And I was like, I don't think it would work that well. Maybe it will smell like a little
escape
bit.
Escape and dilute.
Exactly. So he did it and he saved it for their podcast. And
how long?
I don't know how long. Probably that day. I'm guessing that day. But David opened it and he said it was like the fucking craziest smell he's ever smelled. It was bad.
So when she's shipping it out to these people, it lasts?
I think it lasts. Do you think she's farting in the jars herself and closing it, or someone's doing it for her?
No, she films like videos for her special clients of her like farting into
the jars. Wow,
that makes it worth more.
If she started an OnlyFans doing that, she would be loaded.
That's what
she probably does.
She probably does.
Because you can't fucking film that. Imagine you're fucking.
How's your daughter doing? She's doing really well.
What's she doing now?
She sells her farts online.
A little gassy girl. A little gas girl boss. I may have gas girl boss gas a little too boss. Close to the sun.
That's not bad for merch for her. Gas girl boss. Or it's something like that. I think she could
put girl gas.
That's crazy.
I don't know if this is legal. I feel like this is maybe. I feel like she could sell her piss in jars too, because a lot of people have piss fetishes.
Okay, now we've crossed the
line. What?
No, I'm dead. I feel like more people have piss fetishes than fart fetishes.
Oh no!
Think about it. Have you ever heard of a golden shower?
I have heard of a golden shower.
When you get peed on.
You don't know what a golden shower is, Mark? You are just this most innocent girl in the world.
It's because she doesn't know what a golden shower. I only know golden shower because I saw it in a I saw it in a movie once. They were talking about golden shower, I think it was in a song by Trina. Right, yeah, blah 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 blah, golden shower. Oh, and I remember asking. I was like, "Do you know what a golden shower is?" Like, yeah, when they piss. I was like, "Oh." I had something crazy happen for me. It was around like Christmas Eve, or it was Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I've been going on people's like TikTok lives. I've been like just watching everyone lately because I'm just so curious of everybody's lives in the moment right now. You know what I mean? Like you've been on the For You live feed. I would just go on every live and I'll just and I was commenting each one sing the national anthem. And then I love seeing everybody's reactions because, you know, the national anthem is a song, I could get a song, or people just would react to like, fuck America, blah, blah, blah. So like, uh-huh. I wanted to get all these different reactions and I was getting all of them. And
did you screen record? Cause people love doing that.
I screen recorded a ton, but it wasn't good enough to post, okay, but I just did it just in case. You know, there was like one, it was a biker and I was the only one on. I was like, sing the national anthem. He looks, he's like, oh, say, as he's like biking on a mountain. I was like, this is crazy. I love this. So so Doja Cat was live.
And on Instagram.
No way. So Doja Cat was live on Instagram and I just hopped on. I was just like singing the national anthem. And she was just like, she does a lot of like hanging out when she goes live. She was like sitting in the bathroom smoking a puff and just like fucking, I think she was a little drunk. She was just ranting, talking. And I remember I commented that and she like looked at the comment and goes, Zane?
Wait, what? What?
Am I going crazy? No, I'm on crack. And I'm sitting there, I'm like,
what?
Because there's never a time where they actually see your comment. There's times where I go in people's lives, even my friends' lives, and they don't fucking see it. So I was surprised that Doja saw me.
Do you know her?
I don't know. I don't know her personally.
Have y'all interacted? She ever liked your content?
No, not at all. I'm a big fan of her though. I love her shit. I think she's like, she's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and she kept on repeating my name. And so everybody starts like commenting, tagging me because she was like bringing my name.
Oh
up.
My gosh.
And then she goes, so she thought I was Zayn Malik for One Direction, right?
Yeah.
So she was freaking out. Everyone's like, no, that's Zayn from like Vlogswall or whatever. And she was just like, huh? And she's like on her computer for like a good 5-10 minutes trying to figure me out. And I'm sitting there, I'm just
it's
Christmas Eve.
Zane, it's gotta be in here.
No. Skim to when she looks at.
Oh, I have it. I recorded it.
Oh, you recorded it.
I recorded it. Okay. I'll show you guys after.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. So she was in her bathtub that, and she's just like drinking, and so she's looking at, she's looking me up, and she's just like, Zane, oh, from David's vlogs, and
oh,
this is it. Okay.
Oh my God.
No, at this point, you could tell she's trolling. You could tell that she knew that I wasn't Zayn Malik, and I think she's just like trolling. She was just having fun on live, just saying, "Oh my God, it's Zayn Malik." But then she was on her computer and looked me up, and I swear to God, because my shit like kind of glitched, and I had to like sign back in, and so I kind of missed a little bit, but I'm almost like 99% sure that she was looking at pictures of me on Google because she was like looking at who I was, and she was just like, "What a beautiful man!" I was sitting there like,
"Zayn, yes."
It'll be in there. Look, Zayn Malik and Zayn Hijazi is different.
That's so funny.
Doja, go on Zayn's podcast, please.
So I was just sitting there. I was just like, oh my God, this is fucking insane. What Zayn,
that's
I can't believe.
Really funny.
So yeah. So yes, me and Doja are dating.
It's while she's playing her own music, like while that whole moment.
No, it wasn't. Somebody put it up.
I can imagine being Doja Cat being like, I'm all by myself. Let me just play the same damn shit like that I have to sing all the time.
I'm just glad if I ever meet her in person, I just have something.
Now you have a story.
I have something to say. I have something to bring them instead of, I love your shit or big fan. I could just say this.
That's so funny. Cool. Yeah. There, a lot of people go on like, different guys' lives, and they go, we love a short king, and they get they'll stand up and they'll be like, who's short?
That's
it's
funny.
It's so embarrassing. Like, they get so defensive.
That's it's crazy funny. How they just freak out over
they
that.
Freak
and
out.
They don't understand that people are literally just trolling.
Yeah.
Like, specifically those type of comments, you could tell that people are trolling, and they just get so frustrated.
Bro, what do you mean, bro? And they'll like stand next to a door. They're just like, who cares?
I love the one where people comment, are you from the Disney Channel? Am I from the Disney Channel? Either people like they love it or they're just like so like off put that like people are assuming that
that's
they're
good.
Yeah. Or people will purposely ask people's pronouns, like, hey, what's your pronoun? And they freak out. And it's just funny.
Just people
so over dramatic over a simple.
So funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. But yeah, that happened. And I thought, I've been saving it for a few weeks. I was waiting for the right time. It's so special in my heart.
I know.
I was just saving for the right time to talk about this.
Did your heart just like start pounding when it was
when
happening?
When she looked at the name and said Zayn, I was just like, okay, I'm entertained for the next 20 minutes because like, what the fuck is she going to say now? Because she wasn't really talking about anything that was in the comments like while I was watching. So I felt really cool that was just something she was going to talk about for the next fucking 5-10 minutes.
Wow.
You know what's cool to think about? Doja Cat's definitely a three.
Yes.
You think she's three energy? She's
a three. Yeah, she's a three.
For sure. I don't know why.
That's a good match, Zane.
Thank you. Yeah, that's why I have three on my back. One's for me, one's for Doja.
Oh, probably because Doja Cat.
Perfect match.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Mariah Amato. Five.
Five.
Okay, well, let's talk about something else.
It's not about me and Doja.
guys, I don't know. It's nothing yet, so just...
Pretty cool.
At least people were saying get her on the podcast. I think it's possible.
You think so?
Were they saying that on their live?
Yeah.
What does she go by? Like Doja? I know Doja Cat, but like Amala. Do people Mala?
A-M-A.
Amala. Amala.
No, that's Amala Akinde.
Oh god.
Oh, crazy. Amala is like my favorite name ever, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I have heard.
I'm older than Doja Cat.
I know.
It's so weird seeing celebrities that
makes you feel fucking old.
Yeah.
I'm 29 and Doja's 26.
Isn't like Cardi B really young? Like younger than you think?
She's younger than us. I think she's like 28, 27.
29.
Oh my
gosh.
You're the same age.
Crazy.
You would think that she was like 34, 35. Like just with how long she's been here. Actually, she's not been here that long, but.
Nicki Minaj is.
How old is Nicki Minaj?
Almost 40. Nicki.
Wow.
Where's the music, girl? Where's the music? You're running out of time.
She's 33. She's 33.
Wait, that's Rihanna. 1.7 billion is what Rihanna's worth?
Yeah.
What the?
Wow.
She has Fenty.
That's why she's not doing shit, or that's why she's not like making she's music. Good.
I was today good? Years old when I found out that's her last name. Her last Fenty. Name is Fenty.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, look at wow. that.
What? Know that.
Hold on. No. Is it like a short word? Is shorter for something?
No, it's her last name.
Damn, that's like
that's
an exotic.
Cool name.
Yeah, exotic last name.
Robin Rihanna Fenty. Wow.
That's a good name.
It's like people know their kids are going to be famous mm-hmm. when they name them, you know?
That's a great full name, Robin Rihanna Fenty.
Yeah.
Hmm. I got Zayn Ahmed Hajazi.
That's a good name. That's a good name for your son, Fenty King.
Fenty King. That sounds like a Starbucks order. Yeah, can I have a Fenty King latte?
Oh, did you hear about? There's a girl that's suing Drake.
I saw this, and it still doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know if it's even real or not. So take it with a grain of salt. I don't know if it's real, but I saw in articles that this girl is suing Drake because. I guess they had a thing one night and he threw the condom away in the trash and he put hot sauce in the condom just so it's not usable and threw in the trash. And she took it and like put it in herself.
To try to have his baby.
Yeah. And then obviously got fucking burned down there. Some situation happened down there and I think she's suing him. That's what I saw in multiple articles.
But that's like the person robbing your house and you kill them and you get in trouble.
Hold on. I have some questions.
Is this true?
It doesn't sound true. It sounds like a movie. Yeah.
Right. Okay. What I don't get is then he has the condom that's been used.
Right.
Is he showing her I'm putting hot sauce
in it? No. I think he's doing it in the bathroom.
Then why are you putting hot sauce in it? Because
he probably has a lot of people who try to.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think it kills it.
It sounds like it would kill it.
Hot sauce kills sperm.
Hot sauce.
My biggest concern is how she saw that and saw orangish red cum in the bottom of a condom and wasn't like.
I don't think she was thinking that slow.
Some people have funky jizz, man. Funky jizz.
It doesn't make any sense.
That sounds like
me.
A rapper.
Funky jizz.
Funky jizz.
Up next, funky jizz.
Yeah. A jizz of mayonnaise.
Yeah, but obviously I don't know if this is real or not, but I just saw multiple articles. I thought that was pretty insane. It sounds like a fucking movie.
Drake, get married, man. Like, you've had enough time.
He's 40, right?
This is some silly shit.
You know how hard it is for him to
fucking rappers in the world. It's hard to find somebody.
A paper shredder exists. Can't they invent just like something where he can throw his
hot sauce
a trash can with a lock on it? You know, buy that. Getting out of bed, then opening hot sauce, and then putting that shit.
Do you think he has hot sauce on him? Oh, hotels. Yeah. Hotels have hot sauce. They always have hot sauce right?
No. You walk in, shampoo, conditioner, hot sauce.
So wait, he admitted, right?
Yeah, look.
So he admitted that he put hot sauce in the condom.
Oh my gosh, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
So he admitted that he had put the hot sauce.
Wait, so you're saying you don't agree that You don't think it was right that he did that?
No, I was just doubting the whole legitimacy of the story.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Like, I just go, I don't see somebody like Drake being like, oh, the condom's done. Okay, now I need to get the hot sauce and put this in. And then
it seems like very like middle school mentality. Like, I need to go put hot sauce in this to ruin it so I can't get pregnant.
Well, you know I didn't think of it as like the sperm. I thought it was like to prevent her from putting it in because she'd be like, well, there's hot sauce on this. I'm not going to stick that up my vagina. Like, I didn't realize hot sauce killed sperm.
No. He did it, I think, when he was in the bathroom, like secretly. And then she.
And then heard a scream, which basically. He realized that she did it.
Damn, that's really embarrassing. But what,
like, I mean, just put it under the sink for a bit and pour it out.
Just hide the condom. I would
yeah, he could have just done that.
I don't know. I would have just disposed of it in a whole different way. I would have thrown it over the damn balcony.
Put it in your pocket.
Matt, that's disgusting.
I know that is disgusting, but if you're Drake, if I'm talking about, if I'm Drake and I'm really that
so Drake can throw, can trash outside the
bar. Sorry. But like, dispose of it better. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh, okay. I see what you mean. Like, if you're going to go through the trouble of taking hot sauce, putting it in there and throwing it back in, you might as well just keep it on you or like hide it somewhere.
Okay. It's a lot to do.
You're right.
Hide it somewhere in the nook and cranny over where the lights are in like a hotel room. Open up something. Yeah, throw it in like the ceiling.
That makes sense.
I'm not sweating. The hot sauce.
You dripping?
What did you?
I got hot sauce in my bag.
Did you hear about the human that got a pig's heart? It was a pig heart transplant to a human.
Shut up.
Oh, they could do that?
Yeah, it was like a baby pig, and they were able to genetically modify the heart a little bit from the pig, but it's a pig's heart that they were able to turn into a human, and they transplanted it into a patient. Yeah. First time that's ever been done.
Wow.
But why would you? I'm guessing.
Oh, he got stabbed in 1988.
Did this idea come from? Like him or a doctor would just suggested that, let's take a pig's heart.
People research this shit.
Yeah.
Because like the biggest thing are organ transplants and stuff, and they have to find alternatives. So I bet there are teams doing that every single day, trying to figure out what are the alternatives for a heart.
Yeah.
And if it's a match, it's a match, you know? Wow.
But that's, what's the difference between a pig's heart? Is he like...
He wakes up.
That would be the brain, I think.
I mean, you can't get on a roller coaster with a pig's heart. Like,
oh, yeah. No.
Skydiving.
He has to like really be careful for forever. I mean, how old was he? He looked pretty old in the picture. 57-year-old.
A pig's heart. Get paid on top of that? What if they're like, we have a heart, but it's a pig's heart. You want it?
I think there was no other option, maybe.
Good news. We found a heart. Bad news.
He looks older than 57.
Well, pigs age quicker.
That's not how that works. are
their ventricles the same as ours? Like, I guess the aortas and everything all line up.
Pigs are very like human-like, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they smart animals?
They're really smart
animals.
I would take a monkey heart over a pig heart. That's a whole different type of animal. A monkey heart is a primate.
Yeah, it's pretty much
more genetically closer to us than a pig.
I'd want an ape heart, like a big gorilla.
Orangutan?
Yeah.
Did you see that orangutan driving a damn golf cart?
No. Oh, no.
Pull up the orangutan. I watch it. Pull up orangutan driving golf cart.
We're pulling up a lot of things. The audio listeners are like,
this is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Look at the one hand.
God, they're so close to humans. They're so close.
No, we're so close to them.
In the original video of this, he's driving around for a damn 3 minutes, making turns and shit. Doing exactly.
Yeah,
what
it's
he's
not
doing.
Like he's just on a straight line and it's just going and he's just handling the wheel.
That's literally my dad. That's crazy. Look at him looking.
Wow.
Wild.
That's cool.
I love monkeys.
So much. I love
like the monkey we saw at that zoo. Were you there? The Florida? No. Were you not there? The Miami one?
Mm-mm.
That was insane. Also really scary because like he's really lovable, but like he could just turn on you in a fucking snap.
Yeah, they're
finger.
Super strong.
Could bite your finger off.
You just feel threatened in one little ounce of threatened by you. You just.
That's what I'm worried about with our squirrels. I think they're going to turn on us.
I know. They're getting too comfortable.
They're grabbing the hand now.
He's very comfortable.
Did you notice he goes like this now? He uses his hands to grab it from you.
I opened the door, immediately ran up like he was like my son.
Yeah. Come here, buddy.
When we left, he had just his hand on the window. Like,
People were commenting.
He looks right at the drawer too. He knows.
People were saying that they carry the black plague still. Is that true?
Not this one. This one, I think he's clean.
Yeah, he doesn't tell.
I ain't trying to fuck around with the plague.
I know. He kind of bit my finger today.
Yeah, you should be careful.
I'm ready to go. I think that's a good way to go. Black plague from a squirrel. God, that would make the headlines.
Anything to get verified. Anything
to get verified.
Zayn Malik dies from
squirrel bite.
They get your name wrong.
God. Have we watched a new season of Euphoria that came out?
Yes.
No.
Come on, guys.
I haven't seen the old one.
Oh my God.
No, I bet 80% of our audience watches
that shit. I think 90% of our audience watches that shit. Here, don't get me wrong. The show is good. I think if you took like those characters, not the cast members, those characters, and wrote a different show and it was filmed differently, it would be like, oh, okay, whatever. But the cinematography is, I think that's what makes the whole show. You're watching because it's like art. You're watching every scene. Every scene is like perfectly executed with the lighting and everything. Like the lighting that they, and the color direction for every shot, you know, it took them like fucking 30 minutes to get every single shot.
It's masterful. I really love that show.
And
inappropriate as hell, I'll say that.
Yeah, a lot of penises in this one. I just found out that they're all prosthetics.
Yeah, most are. Jacob it did looks say real. That. But the kid who was sitting on the toilet with the toilet paper, he made a TikTok and he said it wasn't a prosthetic his, which I'm still like, that looked prosthetic.
Okay.
Not saying off the size, but it looked like that penis that was on the Sex Life show.
Wait. Okay, hold on. So it shows people standing there naked, like a guy standing there naked.
Yes.
But it's a fake penis. So they put a fake looking penis over it.
Yeah. So I think the pubes and the penis, it's like almost like an underwear. Yes. And they just like put makeup around it.
Penises are unreliable. You don't know how they're going to look. And if you have a vision, you want. Because a boob can look like a boob.
And most men. probably not camera ready.
He's camera shy.
Exactly. You'd have to literally get like porn stars to do scenes like that.
But I'm glad though penises are getting a little bit more representation.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's always been the ladies showing the boobs.
But honestly, it was too much. I think they overdid it.
It's HBO, baby.
I understand that, but it was just way too much for like a show like that.
I think we need it. I don't know. I think just European culture, like penises.
You thought like the mobster with the dick, like the when he turned around and that fake looking, you think that was necessary?
Value. It makes you remember it. I don't know.
That's like, true. I guess it's talked about. Yeah, it makes you talk about
like
it.
If I was creating the show, I wouldn't be like, yes. Yeah. But I like that someone's
doing Is it in situations that don't even make sense?
There was one or two that, there was one that didn't make sense. Like they didn't need it in there. The other one was just kind of like.
Yeah.
The guy could have easily just done this, but he didn't. Like in a normal setting, you would cover your penis in a situation where everyone's like, yeah, everybody get naked. They were checking for wires. And it
seems cheap.
Not cheap. It's more like, I think they're trying to make it as shocking as possible. So everybody comes and watches it because it was like, they want every scene talked about, but it's good. We were on the edge of our seats the entire episode. And it was a good show.
So we can talk about it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I just don't think I'd be interested.
I don't think Mariah and Heath would like it.
I don't think
they would like it.
Yeah, no, y'all
would. At all.
But it's weekly, right? They didn't release all of them. So you have to keep it going.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know some of it was filmed over here.
Oh, I just, I found out that I was watching TikTok and like one of Kian's lives popped up. He auditioned for the part of Elliot in Euphoria. And he said like, he said he wasn't like, he doesn't know 100% sure, but he was like one of the final contenders for that spot. Cool.
Oh,
but it went to Dominic Fike, but Dominic Fike killed it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But it would have been crazy seeing fucking Keenan on that show. This is the biggest show right now in the fucking world. Whenever they like release that shit, that's all everybody talks about. Hmm. And everybody's careers just fucking booms because of that show. It's like the best PR you can ever have.
What's with all the like crazy costuming? Like that's all I see on
it's
TikTok.
Not crazy it's more like, oh, you mean like the outfits they wear?
It's like a distinct style.
I think just very provocative, and the eye makeup is
like,
very
I would call it ratchet, but like it's just that crazy party girl.
Can you just go to images and type in Euphoria, because I don't even know what it looks. I don't have an image of what the show would even look like.
Oh, you've never seen like a trailer or anything?
Just go to
on
images
here?
Just
no
to,
wait they're supposed to be in
They're high school.
They're in high school. Yeah, it's very, like, I mean, this would never.
This is why y'all kids bad.
Yeah.
They definitely romanticize like the whole like
pushing the dress code,
pushing the dress code, and doing drugs, and so that's like not the best, but like it's just still a great show, and like I feel like it's entertaining. Like you make a show like this, more people are gonna watch it because we want to watch.
I don't think it's my speed. It's not my cup of
tea. Well, your speed is more God, church, maybe the Righteous Gemstones. You would love the Righteous Gemstones. Righteous Gemstones is about like a super church. It's about super churches, but they make fun of it. So I don't know if you'd like that one. Whatever. Watch it or don't. We don't care. Me and Matt are still going to enjoy
it. Y'all are missing out. We turn into different animals when we're watching it.
Oh, we had our wine.
Oof. We're just mad we're not in it.
Yeah, we just want to be extras. We just want to be in a scene where it's like we're walking by just.
I'm sure it'll happen one day.
Like just like a slow-mo scene.
You think so?
Yeah.
But just the furthest background shot, wouldn't even mind.
No, I want a good face shot where I can like screenshot it and like, yeah. But I make it like it's the movie poster. So I screenshot it, I filter it, and I put HBO on the bottom corner. Euphoria season 2.
You would post it every 5 years. Miss this.
Just thinking, like, good time with the cast.
Yeah.
The whole cast, their pictures, I put it in a carousel just to make it look we're all together, you know, just hanging out.
No, family with a heart.
Family. You guys watched David's last video?
No.
His last vlog?
Mm-mm.
So interesting. Out of all the trips that they've done so far, this one felt like they did a really good job on picking the locations. They went to South Africa.
Right.
And, you know, they did the safari life. It looked incredible. And then they went out to a club one night and like,
the club looked insane.
Insane. Yeah. But just like everything they were doing while they were there looked so cool and fun. And then they stayed at this resort, and this resort, guys, was unbelievable. Like
super high end, 5-star.
In the vlog, the whole production crew was like in robes and shit. Like David was catching them just walking around the hotel, and it looked.
Oh, this is long.
Who's the girl?
It looked insane.
Wow, that's pretty.
And it looked, that looked like, you know the show with with Nicole Kidman?
Oh, but this looks like our 9 Perfect House.
I know, right?
9 Perfect Strangers. Yeah. It almost looked like that where they filmed that.
I've never seen that show, but I know what you're talking about. Who is that? Who is that girl?
It's Pearson. So they're here for like a night or two, and then they took them from there, and then they put them out in the wild, and they were all in these like little ass huts, and bugs and flies and scorpions were all in their beds and shit. It was so funny.
Night and day, huh?
How they went from that to this.
Oh,
and the nets, and those nets weren't doing shit. There was bugs.
I would have a
full
on freak out.
And there's tigers. No, tigers just walking around there.
Oh, I thought that was a hyena.
David walked up to Ilya and he put the camera, and there's just tigers walking around, like actual fucking tigers, lions.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
It's a hyena.
That was a hyena, but there was tigers on the other shot. But yeah, man, no way. No way. I would never want to sleep in that. Imagine just feeling that crawl on you all fucking night.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
I wouldn't sleep.
Honestly, that looked cleaner than that motel we stayed in the first time we went out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that Motel Inn that they put us in.
Oh, God, that was disgusting.
But yeah, that looked great. Like, watching that made me want to go to South Africa so bad. That looked so, it just looked like such an experience.
I think Africa, somewhere in Africa has that really cool hotel where you could do breakfast and you can feed the giraffes. They just come right through the window.
Oh, that's Africa.
So cool.
And you're up high and they come and walk up to your level?
No, I think you're on a normal, I don't know what it is actually. I'm not going to make something up.
Just make it up. Go.
Okay. So you're on the roof.
Africa Giraffe Hotel.
That's it. Giraffe Manor.
Oh, where they just, they come in eye level.
Wow. That is cool.
That is sick.
What's a manor? I thought a manor was bad. Like if someone has a manor, that means they like kill people in there.
A manor?
Yeah. I was watching this movie and it was about like,
it's like luxurious.
Democrats and Republicans, and like the Democrats captured these Republicans and they found out the lady was killing them because she described her house as a manor and that was bad. So
what does a manor mean? Bigger than a mansion?
Well, a mansion's the size of a house. Like there can be an estate, a chateau, a manor. A manor is usually when there's like lots of like land with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
got it.
Like Bruce Wayne lives in a manor, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, so a manor, they made, I guess I was listening.
Right?
Wrong.
Wait, what is a manor? A large country house with lands, principal house, estated, landed estate. It's more like European.
But. I was talking about the movie The Hunt with, Hilary Swank. And I think she captured people onto her manor And she was saying she didn't have a manner, and they found out she had a manner. I think that was it.
Did you hear about the girl who booked an Airbnb that was at a hotel? You know, sometimes Airbnb listings aren't usually at a residence. It's sometimes right. a hotel
yeah.
who's putting you up.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So, hotels list on Airbnb. Anyways, this girl booked it, and she got there, and she got settled in her room, but she just realized in the picture she saw on the Airbnb, it looked like there was going to be this awesome view of New York. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to see the skyline, all the skyscrapers, everything.
Yeah.
But when she got there, she opened up her window, and it's not what she expected. The window was into a restaurant.
What?
Like, into.
So you saw, like, you know how people are sitting against the wall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was two people literally against the window eating.
No way.
The girl books this Airbnb. She opens up.
So that's the window that they were advertising as the view.
Like, let me show you. Okay, I'm turning on the lights so that you guys can see.
First of all, it looks nothing like it.
But I need to shut it off because
look at this shit. Look at
this. Oh wait, my what? God.
How do you get away with that?
And can the people eating see
no.
that?
Apparently.
Like
apparently
a two-way it's or like one, one way. Of those
one-way, two-way mirrors where they can't see her, but she can see them.
That's still like weird. Such an invasion. Like being that close to people sitting there eating.
Yeah. And they didn't tell her.
That's the ultimate people watch. They should have called it people watchers.
They'd not probably give them sell it out more names. If they did.
There's people that like that's probably exciting for them to just have it open and you just watch the whole time.
Just guessing what people are talking about, the type of people
they're
going to
get the skirt steak.
Or a bunch of people have sex.
Me having sex is looking at someone eating like a chicken tiki masala. Like
a chicken tiki masala.
That is really bizarre.
Yeah. You got to get your money back.
Very bizarre. And I think she even tried to DM the place and was like, this was not what the picture advertised. And actually, you put me in a room where I'm looking out into a restaurant.
But what type of construction were they doing
for that to even happen?
They got to fit everything in one little thing. Did you see the one where a girl like... she rented out her apartment and she was supposed to get this gorgeous view of New York City. And then the view is literally a pile of dump. Like the whole like alley, the trash was stacked to the fucking
I don't think she, it was an Airbnb. It was her new apartment.
Her new apartment, sorry. Oh. It was her new apartment. Insane.
And they just showed it to her on a day where the courtyard in the alleyway was completely empty. But no, it just amounts with trash to the point where it looks like.
Are they not thinking that people are going to show up and be like, oh, the thing is, I don't want this.
Yeah, if it's in New York, no, people are going to buy it regardless.
Because the apartment was cute, by the way. Like, it was a cute apartment.
No, it was cute, but like, I feel like I would just constantly smell it. Whether I smell it or not, knowing that there's a stack of trash.
I think that first one.
Oh my God.
If you're looking for.
Look at that. That's insane.
That's disgusting.
And people are paying like $2,500, $3,000 for these fucking apartments.
The view that I saw outside of the window when I toured the apartment back in August. I toured it on a Monday night. Monday is the day that they take the trash out here, apparently.
That's so funny.
This is what I was greeted with when I moved in September.
played her.
Did her dirty.
Process. Did they mention that this is where they stored the garbage? It wasn't in the lease. They didn't mention it when I toured. Never. I was emailing with them multiple times before I signed the lease. And then I emailed them about this the first week I was there because, first of all, it's gross. I don't want that there. That's, like, embarrassing, even though I'm sharing this on TikTok right now. And then also, please notice, this is my fire escape. Like, I don't have another window to, a street.
You could literally just jump instead of taking the...
That's actually pretty... That's honestly not bad.
People pay extra for that. Just in case shit happened, you could just dive out. You're safe.
You're fucking good.
Well, it was $1,600 a month, sweetie. Actually, that's what you get in Manhattan. You know what?
I support that. It literally saves everybody's asses upstairs because the fires they have in those apartments, like, you can't fucking escape.
You never know.
You gotta jump.
Mm-mm-mm.
You saw that apartment building. It was just on TikTok. It was a burning building, and the two girls are scaling the building.
Yes,
scaling the building, and it does not look like a building you can just scale. But like they were just had to, like they just in fear of their lives, they had to escape because that fire was coming out.
I even think two people died. Also, not the people. Yeah, not who the people escaped. But the people inside.
My favorite is watching the firefighter rescue videos in reverse.
Oh.
Oh, it looks like they're just
looks
like
they're throwing throwing children into the fire. So stupid.
This girl is on fire. Who comes up with this shit?
That's people funny. Are creative. I tell you that much.
I've been on Urban Dictionary a lot lately. I feel like every time I go on, especially TikTok, there's a new word every day that I'm like, what
new trendy word?
What the hell is?
Oh,
this?
Like the new internet like slang terms.
I just found out what ick means.
Ick?
Yeah.
ICK.
People's icks. Like I have this ick. It's a pet peeve.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. I guess I mean, right. I've never
something,
heard of that.
Something
though, yeah.
that makes you like kind of. Cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the new one that I'm seeing how do you come up with this overnight? I'm seeing everywhere. I haven't looked it up yet. Mid.
Mid?
Oh, mid? Yeah, when something's like mid-level. Like,
good city, or the city of Chicago, or the mid-city. This mid.
All right, you're not explaining okay.
So, well. I'm guessing they'll tell like celebrities or famous people that they don't like much. Oh, they're mid.
Yeah, it's average, poor quality.
Well, that's
I say
terrible.
It's mid-level. It's so mid.
She's like, been getting a lot of comments, mid.
I just see it on a lot of people's, like, you're so mid, but it doesn't seem like a very negative thing.
Do you get on your dancing videos?
No.
No, it is. It's a way of like saying like it's impossible to like underestimate. Like you're just like, this shit's so mid. Like you're not going to get anything great from it. It's not going to be terrible. It's just so mid.
I feel like people also take a word. They don't even know what it means, but then they start saying it and using it in a different way. So then it really confuses people.
Do commenters come up with these words or is it a TikToker that comes up with it? Like who is
doing it?
Somebody has to fucking type it first.
It's one person and then they're like,
Everybody has to agree to it. It's thumbs up, thumbs down on Urban Dictionary. You see those thumbs up, thumbs down?
No, but they're not. They're coming up with it on Urban.
Does it start?
It needs to start first, and then it goes on Urban Dictionary. I don't think Urban Dictionary is just coming up with words.
This is an approval process, though. I bet you they have Google alerts set out, so when someone like submits the word, they see that it's been trending. This
no,
word.
But no. How does it start?
It has to start.
Somebody's
got to
be like mid, and then somebody's like mid. Oh yeah. I don't know. I just made it up. It means this.
It's like dude. It comes from just something viral. So it could be a line in a rap song. It could be something from out of a movie.
Right, but that's what
it happens so fast. That's what I'm confused about. And it's just like, it's like a flavor of the day.
They go
the
quick.
Same word for one day, then the next day it changes.
Shit doesn't stick like the bomb anymore.
The bomb.
You know?
I thought it was da bomb.
Da bomb.
Or mad. Shit's mad cool.
It's giving.
That's pretty recent.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
I hate that
one.
Oh,
yeah, because people don't finish it. They're like, oh, it's giving. Yeah.
Giving what? Giving. What is it giving?
Is it
tell me.
Is it giving thanks? Is it
giving share?
That I've never heard of. It means it's cute. It's giving means it's cute.
You know which one annoys me? Because people use these phrases just to try to be the top comic because it's the funniest thing happening right now. It's annoying. But a lot of people say, no, because blah, blah, blah. You know that one?
Mm-mm.
No, because why did I think this was real? No, because, like, they start with no Got because. It. I'm like, oh.
Wait, that's kind of how I talk, though.
Yeah,
that's how I talk.
I don't think you.
No. But no, wait, but it's because.
You go, no,
no, no
yeah.
No, because you're explaining something. They're not saying because this. It's just like, someone's wearing a cute dress. No, because why is this so cute? Like, what is that? Yeah, it I literally look like that when
that's
I read it.
That's your ick,
Wait,
bub.
Devin, type in no because. Oh, yeah, that's my ick. I have an ick.
But if people are saying it, it should be documented into the zeitgeist of modern lingo. I don't have a problem.
But lingos aren't sticking, though. They come and go. What lingo is still has stuck?
Yeah, fleek? Fleek came and went. Was...
I feel like
so
they
funny?
Stick if it's yes. from a viral video that you can like put it to.
Also, drag culture is a huge influence on a
That's
lot
true.
Of modern lingo. A lot.
We say, remember that lingo? I'll get that neck.
Let me get that neck.
Let me get that neck.
That neck, fool.
I got necked all the time. I was hated. I wouldn't say anything. And like literally in class, I would sit there like this the whole fucking class because they just wanted any reason to fucking neck me.
Did y'all do, all right, bet.
I know.
Bet.
No.
I was like, hey, that's you want to meet up? You want to meet up after school? Like, all right, plan's good. I bet.
No, that's not recent. There's no
it's
way.
It's pretty new. It's pretty new.
Really?
Dude, we were saying it back in 2008.
Yeah, I heard that shit back then.
I didn't hear it until like a couple years ago
me
out
too.
Here.
I didn't hear it until out here.
Oh, man. Well, we were saying it a long time ago.
I feel like I heard that. I feel like I heard it in movies. Like,
my
I
word
bet.
Was mad. That was it. That's mad cool.
She was mad good.
That was everything.
I thought it was a Staten Island thing.
She was mad
good. I don't know what it is. Did you guys say it? Did anyone say it in your school? No, no. Right? Mad. Did you say mad? She was mad stupid.
Staten. No, I get it. I feel like I've heard it.
I know it's one thing I used to say in high school that nobody out here has ever heard of, and they always look at me like, what?
What?
If I'm about to leave, I was just like, all right, like, all right, you want to bounce?
Yeah, we said bounce. Yeah.
I usually say, catch you later, alligator.
That's fun.
I was trying to be like funny.
I said that too today. See you later, alligator.
He says it right after. He says
no, Matt would probably be like, let's blow his popsicle stand.
or I'll say, like, all right, you want to clear it? You trying to clear it?
Oh, you say that. Yeah, you say that.
You know
that.
What to me clear it means?
Nobody's heard of clear it.
When you're taking a bong rip.
Yeah, like, let's just finish this shit. All right, let's clear it.
Do you ever say, what's our look like?
What's our look like?
Oh, like what's our plans for the rest of the day?
Mm-mm. Devin Spindler like says that. And what's our look like? And I thought he was asking me he was like a Cali surfer guy.
It sounds like you're having a stroke. Like, yeah, that
what's our look
right.
like? It doesn't sound
what's
right.
our look like? Like what's our plans after this?
How about just say, what are our plans after this?
I know. What's our look like? Or at our school, we used to say, okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
Went, like to agree to plans.
Okay,
like,
fine. Okay, fine.
Apparently, I would SpongeBob say,
yeah,
said
no,
it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fine.
Do you want to do this tonight? No, yeah. You want to do this? Yeah, no, yeah, we'll do it.
Have you seen the person that breaks each one of those down? Like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. No, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah. No, yeah,
no. Was that
no, yeah. No, yeah. No, 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 no.
No, yeah, no.
I'm guilty.
Wait. No, no, no. Is yeah.
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you don't even have to say yeah. It is yeah. No, no, no.
Oh, you do that. You still do that. Yeah.
No, he just stutters.
You go.
No, 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 no. Did you ever have a friend? Did you ever have a friend that would like, or knew anybody that would look at something they really like and go, ew, I love.
Oh, yes.
My cousin used to do that. I was like, why are you saying ew? Ew means ew. But they were saying it.
But we say sick. We say sick all the time. We go, that's sick.
That's sick. But I also say you're sick. You're like sick in a bad way. Like,
you're rowdy.
Like, I love true crime because I love seeing how people die. I'm sick in the head. I'm sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
You know, it could go I get that.
It's like, that's bad.
Like, you have a mental illness.
She's bad. She's bad.
Why do we do that?
I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good.
You're good.
No, yeah, no, you're I'm good. Figure that one out. No, yeah, no, I'm good.
That's yes.
All right, should we end this podcast?
Yeah, yeah,
no, yeah, no.
No, 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 no.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, 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 no,
no. No means no. No, yeah means sure. Yeah, no means no. Yeah, no for sure means yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah means no. Yeah, no, yeah means I'm willing to do it. No, yeah, no means there's no way I'm doing it.
So funny.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, because the yeah before the no confirms that no.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no.
God, we're stupid.
I like that.
What is this?
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the episode today. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee. CremotaCoffee.com. You can get vanilla, hazelnut, cinnamon French toast, decaf coffee, house blend, K-cups, bags, whatever you want. We got it. There's also a variety box if you don't know which one you want to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to check that out. Audio for the podcast comes out every single Monday, Spotify, Apple, however you listen. And the video every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Perfect. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We love you so much.
We love y'all.
And we love Dojo. All right. Good night.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later, alligator.